What's up everybody, it's your boy Brandon Cole back with another dose of Calm Over Chaos. Today we're diving deep into something crucial, something that can seriously level up your relationships. Mindful communication. Ever notice how sometimes conversations go from chill to chaotic in the blink of an eye? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, friends, mindful communication is like a secret weapon against relationship drama. It's about being truly present, understanding what you're saying and hearing, and building bridges instead of walls. Trust me, this stuff can transform your interactions with everyone from your significant other to that barrister who always remembers your order. So buckle up because today we're breaking down 5 key takeaways to master mindful communication and build stronger connections. Number 1. Active listening is non-negotiable. We all know the drill. You're in a conversation, nodding along while scrolling through Instagram or planning what you're going to say next. Yawn, not exactly engaging, right? Active listening means putting down the phone, making eye contact, and genuinely absorbing what the other person is saying. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you? Like they get it, they understand your perspective. That's magic. And guess what? You can create that magic by practicing active listening. Number 2. Speak with intention. Before you unleash a verbal tsunami, take a beat. Think about what you want to communicate, how you want to say it, and the impact it might have on the other person. Sometimes, we blurt things out without thinking, and then we're left regretting those words like, what was I thinking? Speaking with intention helps us express ourselves clearly, respectfully, and thoughtfully. Number 3. Embrace empathy. This one is huge. Step into the other person's shoes. Try to see the world from their perspective, understand their feelings, and validate their experiences. Even if you don't agree with them, empathy allows for connection and understanding. Remember that golden rule? Treat others how you want to be treated. Well, empathy takes it a step further by actively seeking to understand their experience. Number 4. Use I statements. This little trick can make a world of difference in reducing defensiveness and fostering open communication. Instead of saying you always, or you never, try I feel, when. This shifts the focus from blame to personal experience, creating a safer space for honest conversation. Number 5. Practice, practice, practice. Mindful communication isn't something you master overnight. It's a continuous journey of self-awareness and improvement. The more we consciously apply these principles in our daily interactions, the more natural and effective they become. Think about that last time you had a tough conversation with someone, maybe a friend, family member, or even your roommate. Now picture yourself approaching that same conversation with mindfulness. Truly listening, speaking with intention, showing empathy, using I statements, and practicing patience. Wouldn't it have felt different? Maybe less stressful, more productive, even more meaningful. That's the power of mindful communication. Remember, relationships are like gardens, they require consistent nurturing to thrive. Mindful communication is one of the most powerful tools in your relationship toolkit. So go forth, practice these principles, and watch your connections blossom. Okay, so I want you guys to put these ideas into action. Think about one conversation you're looking forward to or maybe even dreading this week. How can you apply mindful communication? Maybe try active listening with someone who tends to dominate the conversation. Or use I statements to express your feelings in a situation where you usually get defensive. Remember, every little step counts. By consciously practicing mindful communication, you are not just improving your relationships, you're becoming a better communicator overall. And that's something worth celebrating. So go out there, spread the love of mindful communication, and keep coming back for more Calm Over Chaos. Until next time, stay cool and collected.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.